Hi,
How
how
are
are
you?
you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's like we're so close, but we can't touch each other's faces. That's like the story of the last 12 months, isn't it?
I've not ever really wanted you to touch my face, though, Claire. I'm
Well, what I
really.
was getting at was it's like we're here, but we're hidden. Like as if we're in the same room, but we're invisible. Can you see what I'm getting at the title of this
Oh, I
podcast?
get Segway,
Jesus.
producer, podcast. Yes, mere mortal. Slimming World
Yep.
consultant needs kind of more direction.
The cogs are turning. The cogs are slowly turning, which is good for me because today we have another quiz. Unfortunately, we both know the answers, so we can't compete against each other. But we had so much great feedback that so many of you loved the crazy biscuit tin food quiz that we did last week that we decided to do another one. And if consultants have been around for a while, they probably know the answers to this one, right, Anna?
Yeah, she's the reason she's done it that I know the answers. She just doesn't want to be beaten by me again. She's just decided, just give it up. Anna is queen.
Whatevs. We've also got some news to share with you as well, but
I'm
you
pregnant
know
with
what we're going
Claire's
to say
baby.
next. Wow,
Yeah.
that would be incredible news. Some good news, which we hope will not shock you like that, but make you smile. Bit of lighter lifting news that everybody needs in these dark winter, doomy, cold times. Wow, that went downhill, didn't it?
Should we just say it, Claire?
Yeah, cue
Cue
the
the ukuleles.
Well rescued. Yeah, hi, I'm Claire, she's Anna. Together we make up the Slimming World podcast.
And it is an official one. We are sponsored. Are we official?
No, we are officially sponsored by Slimming World. Get it right. We've only been doing it for blooming 2 years. And there, obviously, there's a whole host of back catalogue that you can go through. Over 100 episodes. I mean, I don't know how on earth we've managed to talk every single week over the last 2 years. How on earth have we got to do that?
I mean, when you look back and you think there was a time when I was admitted to hospital and you had to pick up the slack, there was a time where you did it from bed and you cried. We've done wet benches, we've done snow, we've done walking, we've done cooking, we've just done it all, haven't we? But there's still so
Yeah.
much more to come. It's very funny when you get messages. I had a couple of personal messages last week asking me about episodes from, I think it was the third week, fourth week we ever did a podcast. I was like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to give me a blow-by-blow account because I have no idea what you're talking about. Do you find it funny when people say, oh, you said this, and you're like, oh, I slept since then. So yeah, there are a lot of things we probably don't remember saying, but if you are looking for a bit of mojo, what I love about our back catalogue is you can have a look at the titles and think, oh, that's where I need a little bit of work today and get it. So yeah, we are there. We should say though, shouldn't we, Claire, which we probably haven't said for a while, we are not doctors. So you know, this is our own journey. We've been through a lot of experiences in our 7,000 years of Slimming World members. But if you do have any medical issues or anything like that, physical or mental health problems, please do go in and speak to a doctor if you need any of that support. And if you need direction with the plan, then get your local group and your consultant as well.
Right, I hate to break it to you, but I have now just turned off my boiler. So I think, frankly, we need to get on with this because my house is cold and the boiler is quite near my microphone. So,
What we couldn't see was Claire was fiddling with her app to turn her boiler off, but the listeners are waiting because you said there was some news. Now, the news is not that I am pregnant with Claire's cat or indeed her child. I
don't
am
have a
not
cat.
with child in exactly. Can you imagine if I was pregnant by your cat? I mean, this is Claire, tell us your news. Shut me up.
Well, I never thought I'd ever say this because if I think back to like episode two of Claire's story, I was always the one who was like, looked at Anna, who met the love of her life at 19, who,
She hated
had
me.
a child and it just all fell into place. And it was just from such a young age. And I had like over 10 years of bad dates and heartbreak and relationships that never seemed to go longer than 6 months. And I finally found a good one. And I'm sticking with him. And on Christmas Day, he actually put, well, he didn't put a ring on it because we haven't got rings, but
That's
he
right.
asked me to marry him. And I said yes.
we're getting I mean, Claire's getting married, I'm not getting married. And Claire's really quite lucky that this is potentially, you know, any preparation could be happening where I can't physically get to her because she knows what I'm like when there's a wedding to be planned. So how are you feeling? Are you excited? Are you, where we are?
I don't, you know what, it's just been like a mad journey because there was a real part of me that just never believed that I would really find that person. I got so used to the script of I'm always the one who's on my own. I got used to doing everything on my own, living on my own, you know, saved up and bought my house on my own. I set up my business on my own. I travel on my own. I just kind of had almost accepted that that was the situation. And I'd never been one of these girls who had fantasized about what my wedding was going to look like and my lovely, perfect family in the future, because I just didn't really deep down believe that it would ever happen for me. So it's kind of a weird mixture of feelings that I'm going through at the moment. Like, oh, this actually might be an option. And what would that look like? And how will that be different? And there's kind of untold feelings where sometimes, if I'm honest, I feel a little sense of guilt and betrayal to like my single friends who are out there, like guys, gals, because sometimes what I would feel when I saw a friend who, when I saw them very quickly, they kind of disappear off the scene. And then that's the first sign. You know someone's happy when you don't hear from them for 6 months. You know when they're in a relationship where it's not really working out because you hear from them all the time. And then you see them happy and you're like, oh, there's another one. She's gone.
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, and so you feel a sense, when you are single, you feel like a mixture of feelings yourself because you're like really happy for them, but also like, oh gosh, now I really am even more lonely. That was like one of my very few people that I could call upon and we could, you know, wax lyrical on the phone about, oh, isn't it awful? Oh my God, when it never happens for us, it happens for them. And the part of me that feels a little bit like, yeah, a bit guilty that I'm not able to chip into that conversation. But also, I think that there's a sense of hope. I think that...
That's what I was going to say. I don't think you should feel guilty. I think you're going, oh my God, look, hang on in there. I kissed every frog going, like, you know... I didn't mean it like...
Jesus, mate.
No, what I mean is like you know, you went through some really tough experiences to get you to this point. And I think the last few years has been a period of growth and change for you. I think you maybe are a little beacon of, you know what, work on yourself, find that happiness in yourself and look what happens. That's what I think.
It feels a bit easier that I've got a bit more headroom to allow someone into my life.
Yeah.
You know, I was someone who, we're going to get into talk about like sins, right? And that's, for me, a lot of times can be about guilty, short-term pal fixes to like just make me feel better just for a few minutes. And I was forever kind of guilty. And I think the young Claire was very much afraid to be on her own. Mm. So I stuck it out with relationships for a bit longer than they should have been, if I'm honest. We both know it was over, but I was afraid. And a lot of the times, I think we culturally put success on you know when I turned 30 someone asked me to write down a list of my achievements and I couldn't actually list any because I realized I was calling myself a failure because I didn't have the husband, the car, the house, the kids, the dog, and I was almost kind of saying, well, you're a failure because you don't have any of those things, which is rubbish, right? Because
yeah, I
achieved
had all that.
So
was,
many of the things,
yeah, and I had all those things and was calling myself a failure.
So
mad, isn't it? Yeah,
that is the stuff that now I've had a few weeks to kind of just take in, like the kind of woof. And we even made like the front page of our local paper.
I mean,
which
this was brilliant. I didn't want to mention it, but she'd always wanted to be on page three. She actually made page one of the local paper. Now, not just page one, not like a little segment on the left hand side.
Page three.
She was like the cover of Hello with her engagement. I mean, there you go.
Sliverboard Magazine, where are you?
I mean, they haven't run yet, have they? It's the wedding dress edition. Is that what you're going to be in?
Maybe. But yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? And I imagine lots of people who have got engaged or are planning a wedding and then it's chopped and it's changed or things like that. It must be like a weird, kind of... it's a different phase, isn't it, really? And I never thought that I would ever sit and be in this phase. So I'm just kind of trying to be a bit mindful. And the good and the confused and the weird emotions, and it always comes back to that feeling of, am I good enough? Do I deserve this? Like, those questions haunt me, if I'm honest. And
tell them to shut up.
I could easily see why, if people are prepping like for like a wedding or a big event, why when they get a little bit nervous, my default is to start kind of like stuffing myself, really unconsciously, right, without even realizing it, because I'm avoiding really embracing and what those feelings are underneath.
It's
and
weird,
I caught myself a few times in the last few weeks where I have definitely had an extra few sins or treats than probably my plan that I set out at the start of the week allowed.
Yeah.
And I could see how people could easily sabotage themselves, because there's a lot of emotions, you know. It's like taking into the feelings and the thoughts of other people too, like family
so
members.
Hard, isn't it? That's the hardest thing I found about getting married, is dealing with everyone else's feelings. If it was just me and the groom, or me and my husband, it would have been very different. But yeah. Oh, but I'm excited for your next phase in the journey. This is like not just the Slim and World podcast. This is just like what Shanna and Claire's life. You know, I'm normally talking about some illness, but your life is far more exciting than mine.
Nah, well. Ah, oh, yeah, let's see what happens. I am excited. I'm also nervous. I'm a multitude of different feelings. So maybe like we can kind of, I'll keep you up to date with that. As we always do on the podcast, we do like to share like the things that we're kind of learning, experiencing, like either as they happen or once we've had time to kind of like take them all in, we kind of share, this is something that happened and this is how we kind of worked our way around it. So yeah. But I think it feels like, the subject of this podcast is, it's quite topical, isn't it, really? Because a lot of people in January have like really been on it. For people who are in England, actually, I'm Wales and Scotland and Ireland right now. As this podcast goes out, many of us are in national lockdown. It's like a whole new wave, isn't it? It's like lockdown 3. And just as we kind of, I mean, it's definitely feels a bit better than lockdown 1, but it is so dark and cold and wintry. And like, for me, it's the first crutch I go to, you know, previously it was other crutches, you know, alcohol being one of them, is food. And sometimes you just don't want to fill in a food diary and log everything that you're having. And then you step and you do a home way and you're like, oh, and I'm naked. And I've still got,
and I've
not
had
got
a way.
Yeah. So it's a really strange time.
You know those times when you don't want to do a food diary? You don't want to count your sins? They're the time you need to do it. When that thought runs through your head, that's when you need to go, alarm bells, I'm going to self-sabotage. That's what I found personally. Like, I know my wobble moments are when I'm thinking, go away, Slim It Well, go away, food diary, and when I need to really put my foot down with myself. I think you're really right that the thing about when you're emotional is 9 times out of 10, we are not hitting the chicken and the broccoli or the tofu and the monster, are we? We're hitting the sins, the high sin, high danger, the things that get us to gain weight. And I think sometimes we go into denial about how many sins we're having. At Christmas with my members, we did like a quiz, and there was loads of sin, like what sins were things. And what we ascertained is that we attributed a sin value to things that made us take the burden of guilt away, but weren't truthful. So my groups love 4 sins. If something's 4 sins, it's okay. Anything higher than 4 sins, it's not so good. So they were just giving this baseline 4. And actually what we really worked out around Christmas is knowledge is power with sins. Nothing is off limits if you choose to enjoy it in control. The moment we put these really strong parameters around it and say, I can only have this because it's this sins, or I've got to be really good to have this, and you put that emotional attachment to the food, that it gets pretty dark and messy. So I'm always, knowledge is power, you know, like look up my almond croissant when I'm getting into it in the bag and I don't want to know that it's 27 and a half sins. Know it and enjoy all 27 and a half sins of your almond croissant.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be, you only know what you know. And you don't know what you don't know. And like, I know when people are new, they're advised by the consultant to fill out a food diary. What's it for, like the first 4 weeks? So then you can kind of just spot these things, like whole grain bread was what caught me out for the first 6 months instead of whole meal bread.
Yeah.
Thinking it was a healthy extra. It wasn't.
Yeah. So I think you're a new member walking into Slimming World, we would always advise really, really for your best weight loss that you fill in a food diary for the first 4 weeks. Not checking up on you. It's not saying, oh my God, did you really have the 1/3 speed? It's saying, how are you getting to grips with the plan? What can I support you with before it becomes a problem and affects your weight loss? So that we're getting you off to the finest start. And also, you know, if you're a struggling member in group, I would always take you to a food diary to have a little look at where could things change? What would they maybe look like differently that could benefit you more? Have you got into some habits that I got into, like estimating, guesstimating? Because do you know what? Human nature is something where we will always, especially as women, try and find the easiest route out. Try and find the route that makes this the most enjoyable, but makes us feel like we're most doing it. And actually, a little tweak here and a little tweak there, sometimes we think doesn't matter, but they do. The little tweaks that all add up, they soon catch you and bite you on your bum. And that's when you get on the scales and you've had to maintain, or you've lost 0.5 pound when you think, but I had broccoli and melon and some cherry tomato. You know what I mean? So that thing about really keeping an accurate log is like your way of protecting yourself, isn't it? To say, actually, yeah, I didn't count that properly. That pie was 28 sins. Or that glass of wine actually is 12.5, not 7, you know?
Well, funny you say that, Anna, because what we've pulled up our sleeve. What's the phrase?
Pulled out of our sleeve?
Pulled, that's it. No, that's why I've got her.
To dress you.
To help me with ridiculous cliches.
You
mean
you sound like a lapdog? That's why I've got her. I'll give her a bone in a minute.
No. Right, so this one is one that I understand is an oldie but a goodie,
I said to you, didn't I? Yes.
It is.
Yes, this has been knocking around for as long as I can remember.
The story of Mrs. Ivy being so good.
Yeah.
I see what they did there.
Clever, isn't it?
Well, we should probably say, actually, we're going to talk through the story of the day in the life of Mrs. Ivy being so good. But we will, on this episode description, put a link for you, because it is actually a feature on the members section of the Slimming World website. That's where I found it, and so I was able to read it. So if you're someone who needs to kind of read this through rather than hear us talk it, you've got it all there if you need it.
Love that. Covering all the bases there, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like to see things in hard black and white, pen to paper.
I could
I'm
act
a traditionalist.
It out. Do you want me to act it out?
Well, it's a bit pointless when it's audio.
No, what I mean is I could make a video of acting it out. Like, it could be like a three-pronged... Okay, should we move on and read the story?
Multimedia. Right, here's the story.
We've not rehearsed this, so will we... How are we going for it? Are we just telling the tale, Claire? Like
This is rough and raw. I mean, the thing is about Mrs. Ivy being so good, I like to kind of picture her. All we have to go on here is a picture, right?
Is Ivy rough and raw? Is that what you were saying?
No, you can't see the picture. No, absolutely. Oh. Look, I'm looking at the picture here. She's got 3 children. I'd say they're aged between 4 and 10. She's got a husband. She's got a white cardigan on. I'd say that makes her, I don't know, late 40s, early 50s.
I've got a white cardigan.
All right. A pristine white modern kitchen with minimal gadgets, but there's one of her cupboards that is completely empty. The children are all smiling. They happen to be eating a very risky meal at the dinner table for 3 children under 10, which is spaghetti bolognese.
And she's wearing a white cardigan.
Exactly. This was clearly a photo opportunity.
Oh. Lord.
And there's a big jar of water on the table, a pink tablecloth. Does that help set the scene for who? Oh, she's got a lovely necklace on. It's not kind of sparkly, but it's like a grey rope necklace. So that's setting the scene, because, you know, we're all about setting the scene here. Pointless information to help you build a picture in your mind. Anyway, Ivy was really disappointed this week. She had maintained after having such a good week. She couldn't understand. Her food diary was perfect. But let's take a closer look at a typical day. Run us through what she had for breakfast, Anna. I don't know why I've slipped into this voice.
Shall I do my Aussie accent or shall I just go normal? No. Okay, Ivy has her normal breakfast of brown flakes, milk, and a banana. She tips the brown flakes into the bowl and then thinks, I better check the weight. She puts them on the scale and finds they weigh 60 grams. That's my healthy extra B choice, she thinks, taking out the excess and unconsciously popping them in her mouth. As she puts the milk away, she spots an open carton of orange juice and decides to have a small glass while making a boiled egg for her daughter's breakfast. When clearing up the dishes, Ivy spies two leftover soldiers. I can't remember the last time I had white bread and real butter, she thinks, as she puts them into her mouth.
Right, so that's breakfast, okay? So what you kind of want to be doing is thinking, are there hidden sins going on here? So she's had bran flakes, milk and a banana. Are there any sins in that? She's done 60 grams of bran flakes. Do you know how much healthy extra is if you weigh your bran flakes? And milk doesn't look like she's measured it. Don't know how much you'd assume. Doesn't say what type of milk either. And then the orange juice, small glass of orange juice. And then she's got these two little leftover soldiers of white bread with butter. So how many extra sins would you think go on that?
She also popped some of the brown flakes in her mouth, didn't she?
Taking out the excess and unconsciously popping them in her mouth. How do you pop brown flakes in your mouth? Pop. It just seems like the wrong word. Pop.
You know when you just pop something in?
Shove, I think, is the word I would
use. Shove is like that. Pop is like a... Oh, she's wearing a white cardigan. She's popping. She hates shoving.
Right, okay. Mid-morning shopping. After breakfast, it's a shopping trip into town, armed with a hi-fi bar, just in case temptation strikes, she sets off. So hi-fi bar, is it healthy extra? Is it sins? What are you thinking? In one shop, her daughter gets restless in the buggy and Ivy opens a packet of crisps to keep her quiet. She ends up testing a couple herself, just for freshness.
We've all been there.
So how many crisps did she have? How many sins are in a packet of crisps? Is it sins? Is it not sins? Only a couple. I mean, it's only a couple, guys. But that's not going to make a difference, right?
But your couple might be different to my couple.
Shove. I come back to that word. Shove. Lunchtime. So she's basically gone to a popular supermarket and having something which is bound to be low on sins, I hear. Salmon and cucumber sandwich. Yeah, no, that's what I thought. Anna's face then was just there. If I could describe it, I mean, it looked like she'd had sour lemon with vinegar.
Yeah.
So salmon and cucumber sandwich from a popular supermarket. How many sins are we thinking there? I mean, she's saying here, hey, don't worry about it. The bread will be my healthy extra B choice. Is it her healthy extra B or were the bran flakes or the hi-fi or what? How many sins is she going to have here? So she buys it as a meal deal along with a diet cola and a packet of salt and vinegar crisps to eat later.
We should say she went for the low fat, low cal range of the sandwich, didn't she? Because she thinks that's going to be a better option.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So then she wants to go for a coffee. She doesn't have any cake, though. Whoa, people. Draw the line at cake.
No cake.
Yeah. So she has a skinny latte. She didn't have a lot of milk on a cereal in the morning. So she's like, nah, this is fine. This can be my healthy extra A choice. Again, it doesn't tell us here what type of milk she has. And then she takes the weight off her feet and she says, good old me. I didn't need the emergency hi-fi bar after all.
Oh, gosh. Then she gets into a witching hour, which is like my house, the kids' tea time. So she gets home after she's been shopping and she makes cakes with her daughter. This is the hardest thing to do, isn't it? She resists the fairy cake and then they come out of the oven. Oh, and she can't resist licking the spoon.
Oh, that's no sins. Come on.
No, if you lick someone else's spoon, it's no sins. She feeds her daughter early. Two chicken nuggets and a few chips remain on the plate. And they don't go in the bin. They go in the mama bin.
So she's licked the spoon and she's had a couple of chicken nuggets and few chips.
Yeah.
That's no sin, surely.
Surely not. All
right, dinner time. Wow, there's more. There's dinner time and there's evening snack.
I like Ivy. Say,
if you're of my kind of backing, this is tea time. It's not dinner time, it's tea time. But we won't get into that.
Oh, don't. I confuse my child every day. I go, what did you have for lunch? Because I've not eaten lunch today, Mummy. It was dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. The evening meal comes, as I may call it. A nice juicy steak topped with 25 grams of Stilton. My second healthy A, extra A choice, she thinks to herself. Salad and a filling jacket potato topped with plain quark. Oh, and she also has a bit of light mayo on the salad. It's only two sins. My first sins today. Her husband prefers mashed potato with his, but she wouldn't dream of eating that herself. But she does test it to check it, that it contains the right amount of butter and milk.
I like Ivy.
And then she has dessert, which for her is chopped fruit with fat-free natural yogurt. Sounds pretty good. The husband has sponge pudding and custard. Oh, I'm not bothered about it, but she does lick his spoon that she used to stir the custard.
She likes licking spoons, this lady, didn't she?
Yeah, she may wear a rope necklace with a white cardigan, but she loves licking spoons. I'm building more of a picture about this lady. Anyway,
she used a Netflix series, didn't she?
I don't know why, but our teaspoons always go missing in this house.
So do I.
Where do they go? Where do teaspoons go? I do not understand.
I don't know, but they're with my socks.
What? Anyway, we digress. So she's had steak. She's got 25 grams of Stilton. Is that actually a healthy extra A? She's had a bit of mayo, light mayo, albeit a tablespoon. How many sins would that be? She has tasted a bit of mashed potato with butter and milk, and then she's licked a spoon with custard on. Is that all, Anna?
No. Gosh, it's not. Wait for the evening snack time by 9:30. Ivy fancies a little something else, don't we all, at 9:30? Remembering the crisps she picked up with the meal deal, she checks the sin value and finds there are only 8.5 sins. Only 10.5 sins today, she thinks. The perfect day.
So she finally has her crisps. Anyway, as it says in the article, it goes through and we list all these little extras, you know, the extra 15 grams of bran flakes, the orange juice that she had, just a small glass, they've estimated 125 mil, the buttery soldiers with white bread and butter, the couple of crisps, the sandwich that she had in the supermarket, the latte that she had, the cake mixture that she licked the spoon of, the Stilton that she thought was the healthy extra A, the mayo, just a tablespoon. But was it actually a tablespoon or was it heaped? They're assuming it was a heaped, not level.
It was heaped.
Yeah. The chicken nuggets, some of the chips, the spoonful of mash, the spoonful of custard, the packet of crisps. I mean, people of the world. Whew. I was shocked by the figure on this.
By the cake mixture. I was shocked by how much cake mixture have I licked in lockdown. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Right, we'll reveal the number in a second. I mean, you know, whether you're kind of calculating, you get the same number or you don't, it doesn't really matter. The point is, what we're, I guess, learning from this little article is sometimes we kid ourselves. And we think we're writing down. Actually, even looking at the different brands, like I notice as I've been doing Slimming World for a while, it's good every so often to like check in the app. Like, is this bread, these sandwich thins that I'm getting, are they still actually healthy extra A? Or because I've switched from one brand to another, but they look the same, is that still a healthy extra? They're not, because actually Slimming World, who does all the science and the calculations for you, works out, no, that brand doesn't have as much fibre as the other brand. So then all these little things, which when it starts plateauing, it could just be small stuff like this, like the teaspoons, heaped teaspoons. I have bought those little white measuring.
Oh, yeah, ones. They're brilliant.
I have done it now.
Do you know, I think the thing I often hear, and many consultants listening will hear, and I've said, is, I've been good. And that's the whole point. good doesn't mean 100% food optimized. Good doesn't even mean 50% food optimized. Good doesn't mean that you've stayed within your sins. So I think it's really important when we're not getting the weight loss we want that we become our own detectives. We don't get mad. We get fascinated, like Margaret says, and we look at the tiny little things because, you know, I've been in this game a long time and I didn't know what the cake mix would be costing me. God's honest truth, I would have said a sin, literally for a lick. When I think about it, how much I'm putting in the cake and how much the cake is. So I think always remember, you're never going to beat the plan. Like, keep checking. Because I don't know if you've seen this at the bottom, Claire, but the sins, shall I run through what, we were not going to tell them what the sins are yet, but what you could get for the amount of sins you spent in the day is insane.
Oh, go on. Yeah, yeah.
The amount of sins you could have, that Ivy's had extra, she could have had the average portion of chicken tikka masala, pilau rice, 2 chapatis, 2 tablespoons of lime pickle, 2 small vegetable samosas, and a pint of beer.
What?
Yes.
I mean,
if you'd had that meal, you wouldn't be expecting to get on the scales and have lost 3 pounds, would you?
It makes me think of those TV programmes where they have like a table of everything you've eaten in the last week, and then here's what you should have eaten. You know what I mean? And you're like, well, I actually ate that. And here's the equivalent of if you'd eaten the, like, I don't know, the calories or the fat content of that. Or like, if you lost 7 pounds, how many bags of sugar would that be?
Or the amount of kale. Yes, you would have had a farm of kale for the same calories.
Yeah, it's insane. So the total that this article came up with was 67 sins, right? So that's way over like even half of your week's kind of allocated sins. And if you are genuinely trying to lose weight, that's quite a lot of sins that can be like kind of getting in the way. And this is only one day out of seven.
But also, she's not, what strikes me of this is she's not sat down, had that beautiful curry, enjoyed that moment. This has been a bit of soggy soldier, a bit of chicken nugget, a lick of cake mix. Like, I always think, like, if you're going to get something from the sins, like, really enjoy it. That's what they're there for. But I always find these are, like, unjust sins. These are wasted sins, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, look, a couple of chicken nuggets is 3 sins. 3 chips is a sin. A couple of crisps is a sin. Here, I mean, the extra 15 grams of bran flakes on top of, if you measured it for your healthy extra, is 2.5 sins. So imagine if you're having actually 60 grams of bran flakes 7 days a week for your breakfast. That's 2.5 times 7, which I don't even want to work out because my brain hurts today. But like, and just sometimes when we're, for me, it's when I'm tired. And I'm out and about and I'm working on the road. And actually, I think a couple of guys dropped us emails, and one of the guys was talking about how he works on the road a lot, and so he had to adapt. And for him, the grab and go stuff, was where he realised he was sabotaging himself. And that sandwich that she picked up, okay, it's 18.5 sins, and it's part of the low range, like low cal range, the healthier range. I mean, she can take 6 sins off if the bread is actually healthy extra B. But then has it got mayo in? Has it got butter? You can't, like, for me, as someone who kind of be just really tired and on the go, and if you've got the kid and...
You don't want to think.
Yeah, you're just like, just, oh, that'll be okay. That'll be fine. I'm sure. It's only a couple. It won't really matter. We all say these things in our head. But if you really want this, you need to maybe just look at this.
Exactly, because things like the latte saying, oh, it's part of my A choice. No, that was 6.5 sins. Or the Stilton, it's not an A choice. So this isn't about spoiling any fun. This is about saying, oh my gosh, imagine what you could do with those sins. Or imagine if you just stopped, had a pause and think, and I have to do this with chicken nuggets most nights. Anna, do you really want the regurgitated soggy chicken nugget? No, you don't. Move away from it. It's just because it's there you want it. You know, we have these internal battles, don't we? But stopping, and that's why writing it down or making a plan and knowing what you're going to have so you don't get into these situations is key.
Yep, I hear you. Enjoy the sins. Exactly. And also, I think we kind of know, like, coffee shops for me were... and still are a danger zone. But going to group and saying, oh, you know, this, I really struggle when I'm going out or I'm going out for friends. I always feel like I want cake because it's part of what I do in those social circumstances. And saying that to other group members, and they can say, oh, actually, I went to this coffee shop and they're now doing this kind of range, and I worked it out on the app and it's only this amount of sins. Use like your group.
Use your power.
Use your group, use your consultant to like knowledge up about what those danger zones are, and also just start spotting and catching yourself doing these little hidden extra cinerama.
Daddy is making cakes with Daisy from now on. That's my plan moving forward.
Okay, well, I hope that kind of helped a few people. Next week, we require you to come to the episode. Sounds like a school class, doesn't it, really?
You did. What are we required to do?
Yes, you are required to bring two tins with you. Yep, that sounds a little bit
weird. Anything in particular?
I mean, you know, the contents of the tin do not matter. Really. Two tins of baked beans, two tins of chickpeas. I would say they need to be a tin of the same thing, though, because you'll need them for, like, you want to do, like, the same amount of weight, because next week, we're doing some...
All tins will be the same weight. The tins...
But what about the contents? Like...
No, because it's the same weight.
No, but you can get small tins, you can get big tins. Like, you don't...
Oh, but you need the same size tin, but it wouldn't matter if it was chickpeas or tomatoes, because it's the same size, is what I meant.
But,
no?
I don't know. Maybe
because it's the same size. So a tin of chickpeas weigh the same as a tin of tomatoes as long as they're the same size.
But a tin of mushy peas is different from a tin of chickpeas. They're different sizes. So what I'm saying
That's what I'm saying. The tin needs to be the same.
Jesus, we should have planned this, shouldn't we? Anyway, just shut up a minute. Just get two tins. Just get two tins because we're doing exercises.
All right.
Right, we're doing five exercises, right? I know it's a lovely thing that we love, but five body magic activities that you will do with us during the podcast next week. Anna's off to go and get her best lycra on.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, she is. And we hope that you have a great week. Get back to your food diaries if you need it. Go check on the app if there's some sins that maybe you're wondering, maybe I should actually look at the reality of those sins. And don't forget, as we have just uncovered here, if you're going to have some sins, then blooming enjoy them. Laters.
Bye.